This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's going to run, or at least people around him say that's what they believe. Did anybody think he wasn't going to run? Every president we elect wants to run for a second term. It's rare when they don't. And will Donald Trump really run in 2024? We have time to talk about that because we have a lot of time between now and the upcoming election. It's really about the midterm elections in November. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. But really what is buzzing in your backyard and mine continues to be, how much are you paying for your groceries? Oh, did you get your appraisal yet? You know, your tax bill, what is that going to be next time around? Because of the flip-flop of the hot housing market, some people saw their taxes really explode in neighborhoods where they weren't expecting that, which then goes to inflation and ultimately interest rates and how much they will go up the rest of the year. And will, in fact, the housing market cool down or somehow kind of middle out? We're not sure yet. We have to keep watching, and it depends from one part of the country to the next. There are some super, super hot housing markets and others that are a little cooler. I think it'll really cool off because that mortgage payment will get wrapped into something a lot higher, and that will press people into having to open their wallet more, and they're not going to like it. Because it left my lips first, I'm going to go here. Former President Donald Trump's first quarter fundraising numbers are in. You know what they are? This guy can raise so much money. $19 million war chest, right? He's got the popularity of the pocketbook. There's no doubt. He is a fundraising machine. I mean, this is the deal. 15 months after he left the White House, the Save America Joint Fundraising Committee took in $9 million. And a lot of those donors gave less than 200. Then there were donors who gave 500 or more. So that accounts for that amount of money. The average donation during the first quarter, $28.04. That's what they averaged it out to be. So a massive injection of money. Do you think he's going to run in 2024? There is the back and forth joking and kibitzing about it, but I think without a doubt it happens, bar something that physically happens to him, he runs. Biden is now saying that he's going to run, or at least he's told people close to him, and of course it leaked out. But I think he's been asked that before. I know he's been asked that before, and when he has been, he says yes. So I don't think that's a shock at all that he's decided that that's what's going to happen. Where the Democrats are going to be really vulnerable, they're going to be vulnerable in these midterm elections in November. In November, they're going to be super, super vulnerable. And is it a shocker? Like I said, not a shocker that a sitting president is going to run again for office. Of course they are. And the people around them always want them to run again. Always, always, always. So right now on planes, after 700, this really puts it in perspective, after 700 days, you can sit barefaced on the plane. You do not have to wear a mask. This is because of a judge's ruling in Florida. Now, the feds are weighing a decision on whether to make it mandatory. Boy, I think that would be, if you want to talk about running again, how tough would that be for the Biden administration if they keep flip-flopping on the whole mask thing? And someone could say, well, we don't know because there's new variants, and so you have to test it. And there's no reasoning with this. You're either in or out on this whole thing. And there are people that are not comfortable and they're still wearing their masks, but a lot of people are not wearing their masks because they don't have to anymore. There isn't a masking requirement. It's only if you feel like you have to do it. Because of the federal judge's ruling on Monday, public transportation, cities, counties, states, no longer are under this whole federal order of requiring passengers in subways and public buses and taxis and rideshare services to wear masks. So that's not an issue unless the Justice Department challenges it, does an appeal, which they could, but the CDC has to make a decision on that, and that's not happening right now. They're not. They say they're assessing things. They're assessing things. So that means they're pushing it off because they don't want to be responsible for any kind of a freak out tied to any of the data that they supply. So because of that, they're going to sit right in the middle and say that they're assessing it. They're assessing it. That's it. And it won't go to the DOJ unless the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say yes to it. Say yes, appeal, appeal, appeal. Russia is ticked off still about its ship going down last week. Because so many in the world were claiming victory thanks to the Ukrainians who nailed the ship and sank it. Russia is pushing still on the eastern part of the Ukraine. Pushing, 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 going to Donbass, going to places I think where they need, desperately are looking for and need a win. A more vulnerable place to go. This is a place where they can grab the people, grab the land, all of that. I mean, you've got people that are trapped by the fighting in the areas across the Ukraine. Even when they're asked to evacuate, sometimes they can't get out because they don't get safe passage and they can't negotiate it. And it becomes trickier, 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 trickier. And it's about ammunition and other military aid to the Ukraine, right? So you have France, Japan, Germany, of course, the United States, NATO, European Union. They're trying to figure out what is the additional ammunition. How do you get it to them? I mean, thousands of people have already died. Will they reach a peaceful resolution? It doesn't seem like it. I think Putin is pressing his luck and pushing the intensity. He wants to get some kind of a win. You know, Russia has a thing called Victory Day on May 9th. He would love to have a win for that day to celebrate it, but the Ukrainians have something to say about it. And is there a stronger president than President Zelensky? So, yes, the attacks are intensifying. And the Russian army is pressing forward in sometimes barbaric manners. But getting more of these weapons, getting more help will continue to push the Ukrainians to dig their heels in and fight, fight, fight like they're doing right now. On the lighter side, we are headed to the man cave.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Series that I've been watching, and in fact, Jeremy Paulson, our technical director for this particular show, he's a fan of this show too. It's called Winning Time. It's on HBO, and it's about the Lakers. Well, Jerry West is not happy about the way that he's been portrayed. He's a former exec with the Lakers. He is demanding a retraction and an apology for what he calls a baseless and malicious assault on his character in Winning Time. So, Jeremy, we didn't pre-plan this, but what do you think? We're here in the man cave. Do you think he has a leg to stand on? He's saying that Winning Time falsely and cruelly portrayed him as an out-of-control, intoxicated rageaholic that bears no resemblance to him.
I actually was just going to say in your ear that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar actually said that he didn't like the way he was portrayed.
Wow, nobody's happy.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. The book is, this is very close to the book, and the book is excellent, and it is pretty close to it, saying this is what Showtime was. Because you know why? They don't want to look bad. Nobody wants to look bad.
All these people need to understand is it's a docuseries. It's not a documentary.
Right.
You know, they are livening it up for television. So,
yes.
Like, they just need to understand, yes. So, it's okay. You're not that person.
Yeah, not. We don't think you're evil. I mean, Jerry West was a big part of the Lakers and their success. And they just, you know, he hired a lawyer. They're suing. They don't like it. They say it's baseless, it's awful, blah, 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 and that, you know,
that's worse.
He's making it worse.
Well, yeah, I think that's worse that he's hiring and suing them because they did a docuseries.
Yeah, I do, too.
I feel like that's worse than the way they portrayed him in a TV show. It's a TV show.
Right, and I'll be curious to see what, you know, because it is a court of law and that can go either way. It's been airing on Sunday nights. You and I have been watching it. I think it's wonderful, and it is based on Jeff Perlman's book. It's called Showtime, Magic, Kareem, Riley, and the Los Angeles Lakers Dynasty of 1980s. I mean, that's what his book was, and that's what it was about. So now West is saying, they're saying that the series acted with legal malice because of the scenes, and that he didn't have this rage and all this stuff. So there was a letter that had statements from, like you said, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Cooper, Jamal Wilkes, and some other Lakers employees, too, who worked with West during that time period that they're covering in the show. So Abdul-Jabbar says, instead of exploring his issues with compassion as a way to better understand him, they turned him into a Wile E. Coyote cartoon to be laughed at. Wow. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I mean, will he win some money? He may be. Who knows?
Yeah, you said something about turning the characters into generic stick figures or something
like
that.
Yeah, he didn't like it. Yeah, they don't like it. Well, of course, again, if somebody, they're going to take license. As you said, this is your life piece. It's a docudrama. I mean, there's got to be some drama in it. And it's, as in any adaptation, you're going to have that.
That's what they need to understand.
Right, but they don't understand. So this will be interesting in court. It'll be interesting to see what happens in court. But, hey, it's going to be too late because the series will have aired. So at least the first go-round, if you're interested, watch it now before it gets yanked. And just in case. I'm just saying. Just in case that's what you want to do.
That'd be sad.
It'd be sad. It would be sad. But I think it'll stand at least through this season, because that's what it is.
I mean, it affects what we can come out on TV, too. That's the sad thing.
Right.
Like, we're running out of stuff to do because everything we do gets scrutinized really bad.
It does.
Okay, do we really want to do this? Because what's going to be the backlash?
Like, right. What's the backlash? That's the culture we live in. We went from one extreme to the other. If you think about it, for people that are listening, if we step out of the man cave for a second but do the comparison, if you look at the 70s and you look at the old shows, you can see them on TV land, like Archie Bunker. Oh, Archie Bunker wouldn't get by the censors. No way. With some of the stuff that they said. The content would be considered too racy, too racist, all kinds of things would happen. I'm sure it wouldn't. They have to either cut the scripts up or do something different. So, yeah, it's a different world. Different world. All right, baseball is big. Baseball is big, and I like baseball. As we get deeper into the season, I start to watch more games, right? A lot of people complain, oh, it's so slow. Well, they're trying to sort of speed up the game. They've talked about that for a long time. I think there's nothing like getting a hot dog and a beer and going to a game. I'm serious. I've loved doing that. I had a chance to do it at spring training with my family. It was amazing. It seats on the third baseline, and we watched the Phillies beat barely nobody cares game, the Detroit Tigers. But it was so fun, and it got me excited for the baseball season. I mean, football rules, there's no question, but baseball's not too bad. And there was a big signing, the Rockies, within a big extension, and the extension was lefties make a lot of money. Kyle Freeland has a 5-year, $64.5 million contract that includes a 6-year player option. So he's 28 years old, and he'll be tied to his hometown team through at least the 2026 season. Guarantees him most money for a Rockies pitcher since they signed Mike Hampton 2 decades ago. That's a very big extension. He had a great season in 2018. He had an ERA under 3. He pitched 200-plus innings. He finished 4th in the National League Cy Young voting, but then he struggled the season after that, and, of course, then the pandemic. I think he was worth the money. I think that I think he'll come out and pitch well. And if he doesn't pitch well, you know, in the early going in the season, if you wanted to measure that, I think he'll turn it around. I think that was a very, very smart move by the Rockies to lock him up, get him in a contract. So speeding up the game, because that's the complaint for people who don't like baseball. Oh, it's so slow. Which would be the art of patience for most people. Like, practice the art of patience. But the pitch clock is shaving off 20 minutes off minor league games. And it's really scoring the same. So now Major League Baseball is looking at possibly doing that in 2023. 20 minutes off a game is a lot. So what does the clock do? It speeds up the pace, but it's not affecting scoring. So over the first 132 minor league games, it included a 14-second clock with the bases empty, 18-second clock with runners on, and penalties for pitchers and hitters that run afoul of it. The average game time, 2 hours, 39 minutes. That's pretty good. If you're not going over the three-hour mark, and saving that kind of time could maybe draw more people in, because you think about kids in school, and even if they have a favorite baseball team, the odds of on a school night going to see a game, how far do you have to drive, everything that is in between that you would talk about, and it's complicated. But it's not complicated if the games are shorter. If the games are shorter, that I think guarantees that more families would perhaps go. And then that would guarantee that more seats would be filled, and then the franchise would make more money. I mean, that's it. They would make more money. There's something about the fabric of the game, though. There really is something about that, I think, that pulls us all in. We got it in football, too, but football's a much shorter season, and it's a different kind of sporting event for what you're doing in between the week and with the ins and outs of it versus baseball, where it's constant, constant. There's another series. There's another game. You're on the road. Oh, yeah, we finally have a break. It's just constantly in your face. So two different kinds of sports, but interesting to watch how baseball keeps up on its feet and tries to attract younger fan bases by not, first of all, letting that strike continue and doing what they have to do to get people excited about going into those stadiums, because we're still a handful of weeks into the new season. Crazy to think about that, isn't it? Ugh, crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, it's a wrap for this segment. Stay with us next. We're talking about the cloud.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
If you request an Uber or Lyft, you won't need your mask. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
A federal judge in Florida on Monday removed the government's mask mandate, saying it was an overreach. Public transportation riders will no longer be forced to wear masks while traveling. Not to be outdone, the mask mandate at Uber and Lyft ride-sharing dropped their mask requirements for U.S. passengers and drivers on Tuesday.
A Michigan judge has denied the motion to reduce bond for James and Jennifer Crumley. The parents of the suspected Oxford High School shooter will remain in jail on a $500,000 bond each. Prosecutors are accusing the Crumleys of neglecting their son and ignoring warning signs of his disturbing behavior. Their son, who turns 16 next week, has been charged as an adult with 24 crimes, including murder. This is USA Radio News. A Wisconsin senator is laying record-high inflation and the southern border crisis solely at President Joe Biden's feet. Senator Ron Johnson explained his reasoning to Newsmax.
What did Joe Biden do when he came into office? He declared the war on fossil fuel. He canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. That increases not only the price of gasoline, but the price of energy in general. Energy is a cost component of everything else you buy, basically. So that helps increase the cost of every good. That drives up inflation. Then, of course, you go on a spending spree, printing too many dollars, chasing too few goods. So I call that the triple whammy. A war on fossil fuel, too many dollars chasing too few goods, and policies that are making sure that we have even fewer goods.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is hitting Disney where it hurts. DeSantis said Tuesday the state legislature would take up a bill this week that would dismantle the special district that allowed Disney to act as its own local government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3, reported a 400% increase in cybersecurity complaints since the start of the pandemic. Let me give you some perspective on this. It took nearly 7 years for the FBI to get its first million complaints. It took just 14 months to reach the most recent million. Is that not wild when you think about that statistic? In 2021, F5 found 9 million compromised or stolen credentials from just 4 of the financial services companies for which it provides malicious activity monitoring. So you think of organizations today finding themselves at the epicenter of significant trends, the evolution of applications as the center of their customers' digital lives and the escalation of threats against them. So F5 has announced a new way forward for companies to manage and secure the digital services that we rely on, of course, every day with the global launch of F5 Distributed Cloud Services. The first new service to launch on the platform, F5 Distributed Cloud WAP, as they say, which is Web Application and API protection, integrating best-in-class security capabilities. So when we look at that and you look at the purpose of what it was built for, to help companies more effectively defend against the increasing volume and sophistication of cyber attacks, which in turn better protects consumers like me, like you, whether we're doing online banking. How many of us do that? Booking tickets, yes, I'm guilty. Of course, I love it for whatever the vacation or whatever you're doing next. Or streaming a movie. This is the world that we live in now, and this is the things that we're evolving to even more, whether it's school, work, etc. And that fact is not lost on Hyon Song, Executive Vice President and General Manager for Security and Distributed Cloud, ABL. So Hyon, what about it with businesses and people?
Businesses and individuals now rely on digital services like never before. Right, from school to work and from doctor's visit to our entertainment. Apps are at the center of these digital services. They are evolving fast to adapt to the rapid changes. This increased speed and complexity has really become the fertile ground for new cyber exploits. That's why we're so excited about today's announcement of F5's new security services, our distributed cloud platform, and the protection it will provide for organizations and their customers.
Yeah, and Hyon, it's not, you know, obviously, I mentioned this before in talking about how prevalent this is. I mean, this is something that everybody can relate to. It's not just somebody else's problem. We're all in this together, right?
Cybersecurity is a topic that many people feel is someone else's problem. In reality, it actually impacts all of us, right? Threats to applications are the biggest risk to business success in a digital-first world. And I'm not just talking about big companies. Small and medium-sized businesses that survived the pandemic by creating a digital presence are actually the new frontier in the cyber crime war. More than 40% of cyber attacks were on small companies. It's a stat I recently saw. Our goal at F5 is to make securing the digital world simple by providing the best, most flexible, and most comprehensive security services to our customers. We're helping to minimize real-life impact on all of us.
Yes, so when you look at it, how do you ensure that the digital experience is reliable?
Today, data is actually the new currency. Treat your information like money. F5 is working with companies to ensure your digital experiences are actually reliable and as safe as possible. Cyber attacks are growing. We call it in volume and sophistication. So it is really important that we all take action to protect ourselves. For example, you know, resist the click. That's the one thing we always say. It started with a name called phishing scams, and now we have smishing, vishing, and QR code scams. They're now called quishing. Whether it's email, voice, no text messages, or QR codes, it's better to just go directly to the source rather than try to follow a link because you don't know what's embedded in it. And the other part is really just protect your logins. It may take a few more seconds to log on. Using strong, unique passwords are important. And always try to log out of apps so you don't save the password in browsers. I know this constant changing of passwords and timed out sessions can be a hassle. With F5 Security Technology working behind the scenes, some of our customers are able to actually reduce that complexity and bring secure and frictionless login and checkout experiences. We're very proud of that.
Well, and I know there's some other things that we should do as well. What are they?
To stay ahead in this complex world of cybersecurity, there's a lot needs to be done. Companies need to change their approach to IT security. At the same time, individuals also play an important role in the war against cybercrime. For example, through a personal privacy and security audit, and that could include the following, right? Reviewing your credit reports from multiple agencies, and look at app privacy and security settings on your phone and devices. And also just monitor your billing statement to confirm all transactions are yours. I personally actually set up alerts to be notified if any changes to account information or big purchases on credit card, and especially change of addresses or email addresses can be suspicious of things that shouldn't be happening.
Wow. Haiyan Song, Executive Vice President and General Manager for Security and Distributed Cloud. We're talking about F5 and the fact that they announced this new way forward for companies to manage and secure the digital services that we're relying on constantly with the launch of F5 distributed cloud services. And so much of what just was discussed there, when you think of the statistics that I mentioned at the top, and I'll say this again, in 2021, F5 found 9 million compromised or stolen credentials from just 4 of the financial services companies for which it provided malicious activity monitoring. So that's pretty significant, right? Especially when you think about the number of reported increases in cyber security complaints since the start of the pandemic. You know, I said this also, if you try to put this in perspective, it took nearly 7 years for the FBI to get its first 1 million complaints, right? It took just 14 months, which is crazy. That's why I have to say this number again, to reach the most recent 1 million. So there's a big difference. I mean, there's no question, this is the new frontier that you have to be protected on, because we're right at the crossroads of these applications, right? What's happening with customers and digitally, how do we protect ourselves and how do you protect customers? And then these escalating threats. I mean, we're at a critical moment in time with this. This is why I think it's now so more important than ever to watch what you're doing online. Haiyan had some incredible advice to offer that sometimes we don't think about it. We're not thinking about clicking and where we're going, and we're not thinking about, you know, check your credit reports from a couple of different agencies, not just one. We're not monitoring billing statements enough to confirm all the transactions. I mean, how often do you look at your bank? And if you're doing a lot of online banking and you think you know whatever the number is, and, oh, yeah, I remember I did this, I did that, but you're not really monitoring it closely enough, that's when things start to happen, and you have to be aware of that, you know, changing passwords, doing that. Be careful about some of the things that you're probably not doing, and she mentioned them, to protect your login. You know, it might take longer to log on, but if you have stronger unique passwords and you always log out of the apps, because how many people are guilty of that? I can say that I wasn't doing that always in the past, not logging out, and you don't want to save passwords in browsers, but they always ask you that, right? So you're busy and you're flying along doing your work, and you don't think about it, or you use a same password over and over again, an easy one that could be cracked that you think is difficult, and then you get into all these problems. And, of course, on this show, we talk about cyber attacks a lot. We talked about the Colonial Pipeline, what happened there, or SolarWinds, or the recent Red Cross hack that we've seen. And it's just so commonplace now to hear about hacks, to hear about what's happening and people's information being compromised. Such a good reminder that you have to have that strength behind you, and for goodness sake, give yourself a fighting chance and do some of what Haiyan suggested, even if it takes a little bit longer, because you don't want to get in that situation where you're trying to undo some horrible, horrible hack that happened to you. So great, useful information. Stay with us.
Those
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joins us now. The name of her book, Hebrew Princess, An Ancient Love Story of Faith. It's the story of Sarah and Abraham, and it is an ancient love story. So thank you so much for coming on, Rhonda.
Yes, it's nice to be here.
So first of all, what made you tackle this? Why this story?
Well, it seems like Sarah and Hagar have been speaking to me for years in Sunday school classes, and so I finally listened to them and started writing down what they were talking to me about, different scenarios, different words that they were saying, and different
scenarios, I think, of what, you know, what happened and how you can apply that, right? Because that you talk about their devotion to one another, and then you also put God in that, and what was their devotion there, and how was their faith tested, and you talk about that. What do you think people don't know about Sarah and Abraham and what it was like? I mean, they traveled through the desert. It was rough times.
It was. It was a time when women were not treated as equals. It was a time when women were not treated well. They were treated as chattel. They were considered men's property. they were bought and sold as readily as the animals were sometimes.
Wow. So, yes, so women were treated like the animals.
Sometimes they were.
Yeah.
Now, the Israelites treated their women a little better, but not always.
Yeah, so it's so interesting, and as you say, there's these conversations. What will people learn from reading this book, The Hebrew Princess?
That women were expected to be the man's helpmate, that she was expected to be his
confidant, for one, for sure.
His confidant, for sure. Now, like I said, the Hebrew treated the women better, but she still didn't inherit. Men still did the inheriting, not the women. Inheriting properties, say.
Mm.
Now, Roman women could inherit property, but only Hebrew men could inherit property.
Wow.
Not,
so interesting.
Not Hebrew.
Yes, it's so interesting because it's so different the way the Israelites and the Romans treated women, it sounds like, versus really what Sarah had to go through. Did you ever think, so for everybody listening, you got a master's in theology from Southern Methodist University, which is a great school, and now you write these Christian historical romances and contemporary romances. This has to be fun for you. Did you ever think that you would end up doing this?
No, I never thought I'd do this.
Good for you, because, you know, the whole idea is when people read the book, I mean, don't you hope they're inspired?
Oh, absolutely. I hope that they are inspired. I really do hope that they're inspired to read more about Christian, not just from me, but from other Christian writers, because other Christian writers write well also, and that there are so many other Christian writers out there too, and there are a lot of historical Christian writers out there that are great at telling the history about what is going on or what happened in the history of what happened in our life. And we really need to know the history because, as they say, if you don't know the history, then you don't know what's going to happen in the future.
So if you don't know the history, well, first of all, too, it's bringing the story to life so that people can understand it better. Because let's face it, the Bible is hard to process for most people. And there's different versions.
Yes, it really is.
Right. And so this is a way to bring it to life through these stories. Hebrew Princess, An Ancient Love Story of Faith, Rhonda Bain, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Oh, and also, my book will be at the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books.
Nice. All right, so for everybody listening, remember that. That's terrific. Good for you. Rhonda, thanks. Rounding out the show, a couple of big headlines on the day, things that people are talking about. The new versions of Omicron, the variant, we talked about it in the first hour with the doctor, makes gains against BA2. So what does that mean? That's the most, sadly, successful version of the coronavirus variant to date anyway, and it's that BA2. But what it's been doing is picking up mutations along the way. So incredibly faster versions of itself. And what does that mean? It means that variant trackers, which there are those people, have found 21 viral offspring associated with BA2. I was just looking at something about this in the medical journal. Most of these are what they would call underachievers, thank goodness. But two of the offshoots, BA2, 0.121 and BA2.12, can we keep up with these numbers, have been fueling the big rise in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations, at least in central New York State, and it's outpacing some other areas. So this is just new data that's fresh off the presses from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They're saying it's caused 19% of the new COVID-19 infections
this week, or in the last week anyway, that have been chronicled, the data that has been rounded out. So it's caused an estimated BA2. Has lost some ground, but last week it caused an estimated 74% of the cases. The bottom line is, none of us want to get this, none of us want to deal with this, and luckily it is not the in the hospital, you are in intensive care kind of variant, but still nobody wants to get this. And what are the lingering effects when you do get even this version of COVID-19? There's so much information, let's face it, we just absolutely have no idea about. I mean, that's the bottom line. In the meantime, it's mask on, mask off. The war on masks will continue, I think, for the rest of my life. I really do. The Justice Department said that it's going to appeal, not a surprise, a court ruling that struck down the federal government's mask mandate for travelers, but only if the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention determine the mandate is necessary to protect public health. So that's where it gets trickier. Before the mandate had been struck down, the administration had extended the requirement. Remember, we talked about this on the show, through May 3rd, which would mean you would have had to wear your mask on public transportation, on planes, on trains, inside airports. But because of the judge's ruling the other day in Florida, that changed that. So now the Justice Department has spent most of Tuesday considering whether to fight a court decision that caught, I think, a lot of them off guard, not thinking about the lawsuit, the airline industry, public transportation departments, and just about all of us, because all of a sudden, here we go again, what is the rule? What is the regulation, I guess? It's not the rule, but what is the regulation? So the regulation is, for now, you don't have to wear the mask. But looking at a challenge that would change things. So I think it's pretty split. I mean, you've got people that, with this federal mandate that was required to wear masks on the planes especially, but trains and other public transportation, there was a Kaiser Family Foundation poll. I know we talked about it on the air. And about half, so 51%, said the government should let the mandate expire after April 18th, which is what it was originally set to do. Another 48% wanted to see the mask mandate for travel extended. I think it's the one foot in, one foot out rule. We don't know, because we don't. Do we really have all the data? Do we have the unfiltered, accurate data on what's happening? That is the key. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Any thoughts on it, you can send them to me, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.